Are you Mandalorian?
I'm a simple man making his way through the galaxy. Like my father before me.
Three Men and a Baby Yoda Podcast. Matthew, Dylan, Callan.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 43 of the Three Men and a Baby Yoda podcast. Joining me tonight is one of my co-hosts, Mr. Dylan Chakalis, back with full stream internet. How are you, friend?
That's it. You know what? I've got internet. It's running extremely well. I'm a happy camper. And you know what? The quality only goes up from here. I think you can see me in crisp HD, I'm hoping.
We can. You're looking good.
We've got a...
Apartment's looking very clean.
I'm waiting for that little table is going to go, and I'm going to get an island installed very soon. I've got the kit. I just need to have it built in my tabletop.
It's very adult of you buying an island. It's
exciting. I know. It's weird that I get excited over stuff like that.
I had a Harris Farm open in my suburb last week, and it was like I was at Star Wars Celebration level. No, it wasn't that kind of excitement. That's when you know you're getting old, when you get excited about a supermarket joining your suburb. I've been there 6 out of 7 days this week. Taste testing, buying cheese, buying ham, fruit.
Is it worth the money?
Oh, definitely.
That's the question, though.
So we have a different setup tonight. It's not three men and a baby Yoda. It's more two guys, a gal, and a space diner. Joining us tonight is the First Lady of Andor, and as what many true fans in this fandom are currently getting is some Star Wars sizzle. So we've had Corey, we've had Steele, we've had Rexen around in Kenobi. Now we have Catherine Neen. Sizzle. How are you, Catherine?
I am just stunned that it's coming. It's so close.
3 days.
Mm. 3 days as of recording. And yeah, it's just amazingly close. And yes, so today is when I saw the sizzle or promotion reel that Disney filmed at IMAX in Melbourne. I hadn't seen it before today, and yes, they used my excitement.
Now, I think I saw another lady who may have be as big an Andor fan as you in that sizzle reel. Did you meet this person of interest?
Yes. I think I did. Yes.
And how did the claws come out? Or
no, it's all good. You know, the Andor love. We share it around. There's no competition, because why would you? We all love the same thing. It's no competition.
Well, no, we are 3 days away, and you know. Especially, I mean, I felt for you more than anything. I think you're the first person I messaged when I saw the Andor trailer, and I was like, wait a second. September 21? No.
Now, you realize when you messaged me was when I was sitting in front of this very computer.
Oh, really?
And Josh and I were about to record. Like, watch it and record.
Oh.
So I saw your message.
Sorry.
And I got teary and I had a little cry before we even watched.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Catherine.
Now I know. No. I very much feel like Mon Mothma now. Like, if everyone thinks I'm an irritation, they won't see what I'm really doing. So, sorry for being that irritation. Mon Mothma. But no, the time has come. We are 3 days away, and you know you are world renowned as the biggest Andor fan. There's no competition. That other chick was hamming it up to try and get on the sizzle reel.
Yeah, I am, you know, spreading the excitement because I did get a message today from work colleagues saying, oh, I've got Disney Plus subscription for the month for, you know, $2. So we're going to watch, you know, Kenobi and, yeah, Book of Boba Fett and Andor. I'm like,
good.
Yes, yes, you are.
Has the excitement, you know, given the delay, has it bottled up and is it just ready to burst?
Yeah.
Even more than it was before?
Yeah. So August 31st came and went a bit sorrowfully for me. I was a bit sad. It's been, because it's been coming for so long, obviously I've been looking forward to it for years before we knew when it would be released. You know, the moment it was announced on that phone call, I was being tagged that it was coming, and so I've been looking forward to it for a very long time, and it actually happening. I'm a bit scared that in the next couple of days something will happen and I won't be able to see
doors.
It.
Fingers crossed. Pay your internet bill in advance.
Wrap myself up in bubble wrap just
order,
and just
order my muscle chefs or world. Some sort of meals. So don't leave the house because that's what I did for Kenobi.
Yeah.
The shrine that you have there behind you, right, as of recording, make a couple prayers, you know, do what you have to do. Just whatever you can to get through.
Yeah.
Let's look.
You know, he's gotten me through the last few years.
Well, I had the good fortune of spending Celebration with Catherine and Josh and all of our buddies, Emily Lind and Brittany Brown, the Canto Bite and the Scruffy Boys. And Catherine was so cute in that, you know, she would take her Cassian Kenner figure.
Oh, how good was this?
No, sorry, Black Series Cassian. Yeah. And take him to various locations like Scum and Villainry.
Oh, that was Disneyland, so good.
And at first I was like, Catherine, I just said to myself, what are you? Oh, gotcha. So, no, it was great. And then I, you know, obviously see the post come up later and I was like, what was there? And how many photos did you end up taking? How many individual photos?
Oh, like at Disneyland with the photographers?
In Los Angeles.
I've a few in places and, yeah, a lot. I mean, you do with phones. I mean, it's different from the days when you had to get film developed. I'm old enough to remember that. You know, when you had your 24 or 36, you know, negative, you had to think carefully. You had no idea how they turned out.
Let's go back to when, because I don't actually remember exactly when Andor was announced, and I'm pretty sure you would remember. Was that from a Disney Day announcement or a D23 or?
So it was a shareholders meeting phone call. You know, one of those investor phone calls that Bobby I did where, you know, stuff just got announced. He would be telling the shareholders, oh, yeah, we've got these things coming out.
But it wasn't the one where they announced like 10 or 12 shows. That was a different one completely, wasn't it?
Oh, they announced, I think they announced a bit, but it wasn't like the D23 where they had a lot of stuff. That would have been, I'm trying to remember, that probably was 2019, maybe 2020, I can't remember.
So I remember blurred the furor now around it. Like, at the time, I didn't know you that well. I knew of we had a little bit of interactions, but I wasn't aware of this Cassian obsession. But then everyone was like, finally, Catherine's getting the show that she wanted. And then there's a bit of like, oh, I didn't ask for this show. And
So I remember that morning. I was driving to work. I got out of my car at work, looked at my phone just briefly and went, oh, that's a lot of notifications. Walked to my office, you know, put stuff down and then looked at my phone. Yeah, I looked at my phone. I didn't have first period teaching. So I looked at my phone and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like scrolling through and looking through because, yeah, they were like a TV show about Cassian Andor's being announced, a TV show about Catherine, have you heard? And so it was just very amazing because a few months before that I'd done a commentary track on Star Wars Spelt Out with Chapman and Andy, and in there I think I waxed lyrical about how wonderful Cassian Andor was and that, you know, I'd love to know more. And I don't think I said TV show, but I think I was saying, you know, movie, because I think at that stage we didn't even know Disney Plus was a thing.
Yeah, yep.
So, yeah, I've been holding out the hope and yes, I've had a few years of sometimes when I express excitement, I get a no one wants this. Dude, you've just dropped in on someone who wants this.
Mm.
Or, you know, me being excited about saying, oh, no, we don't want that. We prefer this. It's like, can't we have both? Yeah. But I think the trailer at Celebration turned a lot of people around.
I think so.
And I know that with the episodes that have been released to some people, there were some people who were a bit cold on the idea of a TV show about Cassian Andor, but they have come around, apart from people who are negative Nancy's, you know, the type on the YouTube.
Some people just want to hate stuff because it's more fun. It's their only thing. They got their own personality. Or it
doesn't have 50 million Easter eggs, you know. Like, I would never expect it to have lots of Easter eggs because it's by Tony Gilroy, who doesn't really like Star Wars.
If I don't see Blue Milk again or Dr. Evers and Ponda Barber, I'm going to sign a petition within the first episode. No, I don't think we're going to see that from Rogue One again. That was the worst. That was the worst fan service possible, I think.
Having Blue Milk is fine. Maybe the shot lingered.
It zoomed in and then just like, ooh. And then.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Emerson's and Ponda Bar was like, what are you two doing here? And aren't you supposed to be like on Tatooine shortly? So that was funny. But
yeah.
I think you're right, though. We saw the Celebration trailer and had the bells, and that was pretty special. But as we're getting more and more trailers, like, it's just getting intense. And the one with the Star Wars music is just so majestically beautiful. Like, it's just John Williams Star Wars music always gets me very emotional. And coupled that with, you know, now we're seeing this spy thriller rebellion. It's almost Rebels for adults in live action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be, to use the word I don't really like, gritty, dark. They've talked a lot about that having a lot of parallels to real life. But I think adult is possibly a good word for it. But what I like is that it means that there's going to be, you know, Star Wars for everyone, that there'll be something for everyone's liking. And I don't think it's going to be super adult because obviously they're not going to make something that will exclude younger children, but it'll be on the higher side of that PG.
And on that, I definitely think, as you mentioned, Catherine, it's going to be like I expect at this point in Cassian's, you know, development or, you know, this time period, he's got to do things that, you know, he needs to send messages, he needs to take actions in which he probably wouldn't do nowadays, but to get things done and to get to the stage of, you know, establishing himself, he's got to do some of this stuff. So,
yeah, we've got to see some of the stuff that led him to to ask himself the question, you know, what has it all been for? You know, spies, assassins, saboteurs, what I did in the name of the rebellion.
Yeah.
Why did I do it? You know, that's really the question.
Because he's like, at the end of the day, like, he's angry about all this. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of rage built up.
He's very passionate about the cause. You know, he's been in this fight since he was 6 years old. How far? I mean, I think we're going to go back all the way. Do you think we're going to get a flashback to this 6-year-old?
Yes.
Is that the 6-year-old in the trailer?
I think we will see a young Cassian Andor, that we'll see how he lost his parents, I would say, because according to reference books, obviously we don't know how correct this is going to be because-
They're reference books. Yeah. And they're always vetoed.
They're reference books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can always be outvoted. So, you know, he was on a separatist planet and his family believed in the separatist cause. So that's, you know, since he started fighting at the start of the Clone Wars. So, you know, there was some kind of invasion or something happened. So it's interesting because we think of the rebellion and as wanting to bring back the Republic. But obviously there are factions within the rebellion who were originally separatists.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really interesting and we might see that over the evolution of Andor, those groups coming together because Saw was he wasn't part of the separatists, was he? He was
Saw Gerrera. Yeah. No, he was from Onderon, and they were independent, I believe, and they were getting help from the Jedi to fight their war, but staying neutral.
Yeah, but it was all unofficial. Mm. So Anakin and Ahsoka were there helping them, but they really couldn't do anything officially. So they helped them learn some tactics but that was it. But it's
some
going to be-
guerrilla tactics.
Yeah.
The pockets are manifesting.
Fermenting.
Fermenting, that's the quote. Fuck, sure. Of course I got it wrong.
In that trailer though, I feel like we're going to get- That was a real snippet into what we're sort of going to get from the show. Like, you know, it starts off with, you know, heavy on the Andor character. And also, I mean, there's a very big Latin focus in this show. I mean, that Latin girl running, she seems to be a friend of Cassian. And people are loving the fact that there are Hispanics in Star Wars and the diversity. Like, they're just loving that and embracing that, which is good for as opposed to whinging. But then, you know, like the... It sort of changed. I mean, this Stellan Skarsgård looks like he's going to play a massive role. He's in 60% of the trailer.
What an incredible actor as well. Like, Stellan couldn't be a better fit here.
But, you know, after we get through that, then it skips to, you know, like the elevator scene and you're moving towards Mon Mothma and watch, you know, what this double agent stuff she's doing within the Senate. And I feel like the show is going to, you know, center around Andor, but it could also very much leave him for an episode, even, but not, but in a good way. And then we'll go on an arc for what's happening in the Imperial Senate, and all that stuff is going on. And then, the show is called Andor. I mean, we had Boba Fett, the Book of Boba Fett, 2 episodes. He wasn't even in it, and everyone was up in arms and everything. Mm. But I feel like with this being 24 episodes, people aren't going to go, "Oh, hey, this is a Mothma episode."
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe.
Look, there's no reason why. Like, you think about it realistically, exactly like you just said. 24 episodes of just Andor, Catherine. As much as I would love that, it makes sense to have two arcs going either parallel to each other that converge towards the end, or you know, lead into one another.
I've always seen this show as having huge potential for having a number of parallel storylines.
Mm.
So Mothma happening, I think that's something that everyone is quite interested in. You know, how did she continue in the Senate? What was she doing in the Senate? How did that then culminate in her leaving the Senate and then becoming the head of the Rebel Alliance. This is where I think we could potentially get, you know, Bail Organa, because we know he was involved with the rebellion even at this stage. So they've never confirmed Space Jimmy Smith as being in Andor, but, you know, like if anyone's going to appear, it's going to be him, because it makes sense. It's not just a cameo for cameo's sake, as, you know, people might accuse other things of being. It completely makes sense. But I've always thought there's huge potential for lots of parallel storylines, and I think that could happen through the first season in particular. Second season, now that it's going to be covering 4 years, it's still there, though. It's still there, that potential for parallel storylines, especially with the description that it's going to end right where Rogue One, you know, kicks off with Cassian at the Ring of Kafarin about to meet up with Tivik, his contact. So I'm hoping we'll meet Tivik maybe in the second season at some point in time.
I'm going to hit you up with a trivia question, and I'm pretty sure you know. What is Cassian's middle name?
Oh, I saw this today. Oh. Starts with a J.
Ooh, I've got you.
Joron.
Correct. Wow, you had to You had to dig deep into the data. Was that a Leighton Hewitt? That was a Leighton Hewitt. Come on, for all of that.
That was a come on.
How did you remember that? Because I'm just doing a bit of, because I was trying to remember when they were doing Rebels, and there was a little bit of a rumor that we might get put Andor in Rebels, and because, you know, remember that. I mean, are they going to recreate that Mon Mothma speech that launches the Rebel Alliance in the ship? And there was talk that maybe Cassian and Saw Gerrera might be in Rebels, and we got some of that. So, and I just saw this Cassian Heron, Andor, and I was like, maybe she might not know this, but you do. And you only saw this today for the first time. You got very lucky there.
I think I saw it today. I may have seen it before in a reference book, but I definitely saw it today and went, oh, middle name.
Yeah.
Dug into the old Andorpedia.
Hey? Yep. Yep. Hmm. And, yes, some things like that I remember. Other stuff, you know, important things, nah.
So just tell me.
No memory.
In the IMAX thing that you did, I'm guessing you obviously signed a media release when you did your interview. So you sort of knew it was coming, just hoping that you'd be in it. But what did you see? Yep. What was the footage that you've seen? And is it any different to what we've seen on Disney Plus?
So they showed it before Rogue One, which admittedly I was a bit surprised by. I thought it was going to be shown after Rogue One. I knew there was going to be 9 minutes. Mm. And what was on Disney Plus on Disney Plus Day is very similar. Now, I can't remember exactly, but you know how in the scene that's on Disney Plus, we see the scene in the warehouse, whatever it is, where they're having the meetup, and there's a bit where they go to black. We didn't have that in the cinema.
Okay.
Like we saw the scene play out, and there was a bit at the end that we saw with Disney Plus, you know, the sort of another trailer almost. We didn't have that. Or there was new scenes in that I hadn't seen in the IMAX. So, yeah, I saw that. Then I saw Rogue One on IMAX for the first time. So if you zoomed in on that little clip I did, my eyes are red from crying.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I was there in Anaheim when, and, you know, I think I was sitting next to you or one across, on day one when Andor came up on the screen, and our room had technical difficulties and we missed the first, 10 seconds of the interview. And everyone was like,
"Yeah, that was what that the was hell? Bad."
But then we were supposed to catch up at some point, and you and Josh had gone over to the main stage because you were supposed to meet up with all of us somewhere. And was there always Catherine and Josh? It's like, oh, they're not coming because Diego Luna's coming out of the main stage, and we saw the video, and you were just, you were within, what, 6 feet?
Oh, maybe a little bit more than that. You know, within like 3 meters, 4 meters of him, where I'm just standing there pointing, going, he's there. So Josh and I were down at the stage for the Star Wars live show, whatever it's called, I can't remember now.
The arena stage.
Where they do the little interviews, yeah. Yeah, where they do the little interviews, and so we saw Ewan and Hayden come out, which
that was
fantastic.
That was the best bit when that was the one where they said, is there anything you want to say to the fans before tonight? And then Hayden just goes,
this is where the fun begins.
Like it was like a 90th minute goal. Yeah! Go ape shit crazy. And I was one of the two. I was just going, fuck yeah. And go ahead to the premiere now.
But from where we were standing, we could see the teleprompter. And so, you know, I was sort of looking around, you know, because in between there's not a lot to do, looking around going, and it said, you know, Andy, she was going to present, said he's been a fan since he was 6 years old. So I was like, Josh, look, I think Diego's coming out.
Oh, wow.
She came out. She said, he's been a fan since, right. And then she introduced someone else.
Oh.
Like, okay.
What
yep.
a tease.
Dude who was in, Resistance, yep. Cool. Alrighty. Okay, next person. Yeah, all good. Okay, cool. Whatever. Yeah, a few other people coming out, And, yeah, we were meant to be going to the Kenobi premiere, like be there at 5:30. It was getting closer. It was getting a bit past that. And then finally she said the words, he's been a fan since he was 6 years old. And he came out and he's wonderful.
And I actually have a funny story that I can share with our listeners, because I actually now remember this pretty clearly. And it was the night before we just start. Catherine is gutted in the room and I'm like, what's wrong? And there's a photo or tweet of Diego Luna in Cannes. And I'm like, he's not coming. And I'm like, oh, you never know. He might. And I look at Josh. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, I'm like, you never know. And then so we get the next day. And then I hear this. And it's the photo of the Anaheim Convention Center. And she shows me. I'm like, so what? Did you walk through that? That's Diego Luna. And I'm like, so yeah, it was quite the roller coaster of emotions, and you know, that was some of the special moments, because you know, that week in LA was pretty special. Like I look back on it so fondly, and I wish I didn't have that sore foot for about 3 days, because that really slowed me down. I stupidly wore new shoes on the plane and then Disneyland, and next thing I know, I've got this like bruised heel. That took about 4 days to recover, and it really slowed me down. I kept going home earlier in the nights that I shouldn't have been, but I was on painkillers. Yeah,
that's a Matthew Moll special, mate. Going home early, just you're the guy that knows how to sneak out of venues without letting anyone know. It's just like,
no, he knows how to sneak in
and sneak
in as well.
Sneak
that's
in
true.
As well. So sneak out and in. And you know, like to steal from Celebration, you just walk in like you belong. that was the motto that I live by. Even on one foot, I made an impact on America. It was a good week. It was the best. Like, it was just so much Star Wars, so much good time, so much good friends.
It's amazing, because with celebration and with friends, you get excited for your own stuff, but then you get excited for other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know my excitement about Andor has really just spread among other people who, yeah, may not have been as excited. They're like super excited now for it because they're like, nah, we're excited for you, Catherine. You know, I'm part of like a Discord for another podcast, Patreon, and, you know, I've got people in there who weren't that fussed, but they know I'm just super buzzed. So, you know, they're all just like, oh, yeah, Catherine and Andor, you know. It's like, yeah, already. None of you really know me, but you know this.
Yes, you are synonymous with this show. And that's the thing, like, it's so funny. I see so many of the haters and stuff and, you know, like, oh, I didn't ask for this show. Oh, what's your favorite movie? Oh, Rogue One. It's like, well, there you go. That's why you're getting this show. It's because everyone loved Rogue One. People, I mean, it's Callum's favorite movie. And so there's no way it can go forward, obviously. We've got that already, but we can go backwards, and they've really, I love how there's 24 episodes, got time to breathe, and also they've gone heavy on the real life camera work as well. Yeah. Costumes. Yeah. It's going to be full movie style production. It's just really exciting. And like, it's going to be, like you said, gripping, dark.
Yeah.
It's going to be the first adult heavy, I think, TV series. And
I'm
so pumped. I mean, tell me, Kath, let's fast forward 3 days. What's your Andor premiere viewing plan?
We've had discussions in the Melbourne group.
Oh, yeah.
So we're actually going to end up at Josh's house with his big TV. I've already set the rules that there's to be no talking. You know, so no complete talking. Quiet and so I can just watch. Otherwise, I'm kicking them out. I don't care if it's not my house.
Okay. Yep. Who else is got Andy Campbell coming?
Blue Bantha Boys, hopefully.
Very nice.
When it was August 31st, Turbo was going to be down from Sydney.
Oh, no.
I know. He was going to be down for the football, for the Andor, and now he's going to be, he's always on the road, this guy. He's going to be in the Socceroos game or something on the public holiday or something. But, so,
So that's my viewing for the first three episodes. And it was funny. I was, making appointments with my Pilates person for, and she's like, suggested Wednesday. I'm like, I can't do the afternoon. I've got Andor that afternoon. She's like, oh, yeah, of course not.
What?
You can't do it then. Of course not. I know.
What's the cuisine of the night? Are we getting Guzman and Gomez Mexican in honor of
Gio Luna? While I watch. No, there'll be no eating.
What if you eat beforehand even?
Beforehand's fine. But you don't eat while you watch things.
What happens if it's a one-hour, three-hour block?
Big whoop.
And you start watching at 5:30. These people are going to be starving. Or are you going to watch one episode, stop, and then eat?
We've decided on a 7:30 press play.
We've decided or you've decided?
Josh has decided because by that stage the children will be in bed.
Okay.
So if there's eating, we'll eat beforehand. But no, I'm a no eating while you're watching something intense because –
I was just doing the same
popcorn is what you're saying, Anne. Oh.
Why do people do this? Drives me nuts.
I'm going to say Maltesers and popcorn to Andy Campbell. I'm sorry that Collingwood lost present. Bring it on Wednesday. And no eating. Okay, I'll stick to the rules.
So your concentration's 100% on the television. and there's no sounds, no distractions, just focus.
Where do you sit with the Slurpee? Is that allowed?
Sound.
That's a drink.
Silence, drink. Not loud drinks. It's in the name, Slurpee. You are slurping. It makes noise.
Have you factored in
ice cubes? Ice cubes in the
phones. What's happening with everyone's phones? Are they being confiscated?
Well,
I'm sure Catherine's got those things that you see at premieres where they put the phone in the pouch and then you get that back at the end of the night.
From school, that they put the student's phone in.
Oh wow. Wow, that's a very rigid, rule laden premiere. Have you now? Our buddy Steele.
Yep.
He's seen it.
He's told me nothing.
Can you find? We should find out the length.
That's
the only thing.
I think I've seen that out there, and it's looking like about 40 minutes an episode on average.
An episode. 2:20. It's a 2 hours 20. So it's a 7:30 start. It's a 10 PM finish. I'm going to tell Andy, you better eat something before you arrive because the Taliban of
Black. I was going to say the emperor, the emperor's. Food. You know, well, ironic given we're talking about the rebellion here. We got.
I know. What happens if everyone rebels and just brings food?
Look, I've watched a lot of Cobra Kai this week. I'm just saying. No mercy.
Okay. Maddie, Sean, Andy, Josh, Kat, if you're game, do not eat. Do not bring food. Oh, what about chewing gum? No.
No, because then you get.
All right.
No.
No Eclipse mints to keep fresh. You get the steel aluminium rattling of the mints.
Oh, because I had a really good crowd during Thor: Love and Thunder, and then we get to the one bit where there's like no music, nothing, like no sound, and that's when the person like two rows ahead of me like spends 3 minutes. Opening loud packets. It's like, dude.
Oh, no. Do it at the start.
Do it at the start or do it during, like, all the huge noisy bits, not doing the one bit that is completely silent. Catherine rant over.
Catherine rant over. Well, I'm very excited for Andor. It's going to be good. Now, let's put a little – you've already said Space Jimmy Spitzoff is going to be there. What's your biggest prediction for Andor? What's something that's not obvious from the trailer?
Diego will take his shirt off.
Give us something weird and wacky that's going to happen.
Diego will take his shirt off.
There was no with hesitance the there.
Yeah. Bullets have left guns slower. All righty. I said prediction, not fantasy. Okay.
Look,
Dylan, what's yours, buddy?
We're talking parallel timelines, story threads. My prediction the whole way through has been that we will see something about the development of the Death Star. We won't hear the name Death Star, I think. And if we do see Krennic, which I hope we will, it might be at the end, but they will never meet until obviously Rogue One. But my prediction is that we will see the Rebels will get hints of some kind of big secret project the whole way through, throughout the two seasons, and to why, you know, that is why Cassian is getting info from Tivik in Rogue One. And that can be a parallel storyline, but they've given that, you know, nothing, and it might not even be that big in the first season until the very end.
Wow.
Yeah. And I can see maybe at the very end giving us a little tease, but obviously the fact that Mendo was doing Secret Invasion gives me hope that they can put him on the volume or put him somewhere to have him filming something. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Has he dropped again?
It's not ended. Do you want to do your prediction, maybe? No,
he's gone. There he goes.
Goodness me, Matt. I think recording the video is killing.
Not yeah, it's not doing us any favors. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I'll say it before we record again for your take, but I'm really hanging on to us possibly seeing a live action Hera.
I think it's too early. Maybe late second season.
Mm, that's what I'm thinking.
But my thing with that still is that it's Tony Gilroy. And
yeah, it's for the fan service-y bit that you're talking about.
Yeah. And I think there's a possibility of any Rogue One characters showing up because they're the ones he's familiar with.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, we'd get it, but with the average Joe on the street, I mean, obviously now they're making that Ahsoka show, but
Yeah.
I mean, we did – her name was announced on Yavin Base, so it's a possibility.
But I'm hanging on to it.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you think we'll get any shots back to, like, because we discussed his youth, but, you know, in the clone era, Attack of the Clones era?
Well, we do see shots of clone troopers in one of the trailers. Now, the talk around that has been, well, they look very, the armor looks really clean. So are they early Imperial
Empire. Yep.
Empire, but still clone troopers.
Yep.
But it makes sense that that maybe either clone era or very early Empire years, because yeah, that bit in that thing that you saw for Disney Plus Day where they said where Cassian's father was hanged, it was like, okay, that was brand new information.
Yeah.
I was in the cinema and I told nobody that. I held on to that.
Well done.
Yes.
Mate, you're holding very strong, I must say, for someone with such a, you know, I can't even put the word on it, you know?
All right, that'll make it easier. All right, Dylan, give us your wacky prediction / cameo.
Yeah, look, we've discussed this before as the three boys, and I think Turbo was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really holding on to a Hera Syndulla in some format.
You know? Really?
Whether it be a, you know, a message or if we see her in live action, that would be very cool.
Yeah, okay.
And then I was talking to Kath, you know, and Kath was mentioning we've seen some clean clone troopers. So, in the flashbacks to Cassian's youth, do we get to see a little bit more of the early clone iterations, or is it the early Imperial stormtroopers that we're going to see sort of like we saw in The Bad Batch, you know, you sort of saw them
the TK
turn from
modifications. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we saw some clone troopers in the trailer.
Yeah, that's what Kath was saying just before to me. So,
okay. Mm. I'd like to see Palpatine again.
Yeah, look, I think it's definitely a possibility, for sure.
Well, he's in charge.
For sure. Yeah.
It's the perfect time.
How much are you going to see of it, though? Is it just going to be like they've done in, you know, Kenobi or...
What about, okay, you know, if we see G.A.T., Grand Admiral Thrawn. Because the Ahsoka show's coming. The We know that the TIE Defender and the Death Star were two projects that were being lobbied to the Emperor. Well, I can see by your facial expression, Catherine, that you were at first, no, I don't think so, but now I'm sort of winning this argument.
I don't know if we'll see Thrawn. However, your mentioning of the project has me interested whether, you know, we might get hints of that, because my theories to why Krennic could show up is that obviously he's working on the Death Star project.
Yeah.
This is the Interceptors?
TIE Defender.
Defender. Yeah. That's the other big project going on. Are the Rebels getting hints of those projects? So, okay, that idea, yes, I'm more interested
in. It's a way in which you could have Krennic be in the show without interacting with any of the cast, causing the canon of Rogue One to be interfered with.
Yeah.
So if he only talks to the Emperor on hologram, he has a, you know, dick swinging contest with Grand Admiral Thrawn over Death Star, TIE Defender, you know. Never know. I just want to see Thrawn.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think we all do. Yeah. I think we've been begging for it at this point. Look, mate, there's 24 episodes. There's plenty of space to do it.
Exactly. You have a TIE Defender arc.
For characters who aren't in Rogue One, I'm less inclined to think we will see them because of the Tony Gilroy of it all.
Yeah.
And I don't think Tony Gilroy will want to put characters in just because it ties into some other Filoni-verse thing going on. I don't think that's Tony Gilroy's MO.
Do you also think in some instance that's the expectation, but there could be a bit of an outside pressure of, hey, we want to, you know, we understand you're taking the lead here, but we want to introduce this to the series, or, you know, plug this in here to help us build out this timeline that we've got moving forward. I'm definitely on more of the side that you're saying of, you know, with Gilroy, and I think, you know, you've already got such a good palpable story between Mothma and Andor.
Yeah.
It's almost like that's more than enough, you know. If they sprinkle in little bits and pieces here or there, that's great, but to have so much going on sort of takes away from the core of the the show.
Yeah. We want, you know, Mothma in the Senate, and if you get Palpatine, it might be he might show up in the Senate one day.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because maybe he just doesn't care about that anymore. He leaves it to his, you know, offsiders. But I can sort of see Mothma and, or, you know, maybe like the ISB being like the people wanting to chase down the rebellion, and then maybe bringing like Krennic's crew or that as the project that they're getting the hints of. I just, you know, like,
'cause look, if you look at the trailer for what it is, and, you know, this is not to say that they withhold information and clips and peaks from the trailers, you think?
Yeah.
But I don't even know where I was meant to be going with this. I've just lost myself.
Yeah. I mean, definitely in this first year, and what we've seen in the trailers so far, it's Cassian, you know, on his own and then getting recruited. So there's not going to be any larger things than that. And we'll see Mothma, but there'll be completely different storylines.
Yeah, and so where I was going to go with it, it's definitely painting a more serious, and we've mentioned it time and time again, an adult series, you know, spy thriller. To bring in all these other aspects sort of takes, again, I've said it, it takes away from the core of what the show is built to be.
Yeah.
So,
I think you're right. I think it's that seeing the birth of the rebellion, because they've definitely come in here with a point of view, because in some of the interviews they've talked about the immigrant story that Cassian Andor has. And I saw just, was it today or yesterday, where Diego was being interviewed and he said, you know, this is amazing that I've been able to keep my accent. Yeah. And it is. It is like, it seems like such a silly thing that this is a big thing.
Hmm.
That sentence made no sense. But, you know, it's
I know what you mean.
It's a big thing that in the movie and now in the TV show, he was able to keep his accent, that he didn't have to make it a perfect American or English accent, that even Mendo was able to keep his Australian accent to a degree. He obviously changed it to fitting more with the Imperials, but there was an Australian twang, and we know Mendo can do a perfect English accent if he had to.
Yeah.
So, you know, deliberate decisions were made on the set of Rogue One of allowing actors to keep their natural accents and hiring actors from a lot of different countries and a lot of different backgrounds. And now in Andor, those sort of decisions are still being made of, you know, we're having a different perspective. You know, we're having a main character who obviously, you know, English is not their first language, which is a first for you know, Star Wars.
Really, the whole absolutely. But it's also painting more of that picture of, you know, the rebellion itself isn't just, you know, just humans. It's all kinds of different races, all kinds of different creatures and people, comes from different, you know, all different aspects and walks of life. Yeah. So, you know, it's a perfect fit. They couldn't have done it in a better show,
No. And there was a two-minute clip shown today, again, sort of basically setting the scene of where Andor was set, and they were talking about, you know, yes, Luke Skywalker blew up the Death Star, but it was people like Cassian Andor who made that possible. It was his sacrifice, but the sacrifice of so many other, you know, ordinary people to make that possible. And there's so many ordinary people in the galaxy, either, you know, not in the rebellion or just whoever.
Mm.
And we're finally getting their more of their point of view.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing. And, you know, just the other day I was reminded of the quote from Doctor Who, from the Ninth Doctor, every planet has a north. When someone commented on him having, you know, an accent that wasn't, you know, perfect plummy English, and you know, we're getting that more, that you know, we're hearing more accents. Like again, Stellan Skarsgård, you know, has an accent as well, and it's just, it's great to finally get a diversity of casting of people's backgrounds. Thanks, Gareth, for casting great people in Rogue One.
So, mate, I was just you have to edit this bit out. Well, we're just talking about, you know, it's good that there's different casts of characters and languages within Andor, you know, and Rogue One, because it's much like the Rebellion is, different people, cultures, races, species. And that's pretty much what we've covered there.
Do you want to hear my very dark theory?
Oh, yes. Yes, please do.
B2 EMO, that droid that we've already half fallen in love with and we're going to fall in love with Maul, he is going to get wrecked somehow, and Cassian is going to then push him into K2SO. So, prepare to cry when K2SO dies.
Oh, wow. No.
That is terrible. It is awful.
Can you
hear
me now, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can, mate.
Yeah.
I've switched. I've had technical difficulties three times. This is getting embarrassing. I've had to switch to a different desk and different setup. Didn't have the on button on the microphone, so...
Classic
amateur podcast. Catherine's like, this will be my final episode ever on the Three Men. God, we're poor. But Sorry about that, but no, I'm back now and I can follow the conversation thread. So, wow. You think that droid is like a bit like the Solo navigator?
Cassian will use because he reprograms K2SO. Now, there is a comic about that reprogramming, but obviously that can be rewritten and I think will be.
Reconned, yeah.
Yeah. And whether, you know, as part of that reprogramming, he uses some of the programming from Beta Emo in K2SO, who, let's face it, has a certain point of view. He's not quite as sad as the depressed robot in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but he's a bit depressed. A bit emo, shall we say.
And what role do you think Harry Potter's evil aunt is going to be?
Oh, Fiona Shaw.
Sorry, You're on a first name basis.
Her. I don't think that was her.
It was. No, it is. She's married to the extremely Dursley. Large man.
Yeah. I just think of her as Captain Forward, Wentworth's sister from the 1995 Persuasion.
For me, she's of three men and a baby and a little lady. She's the... Yeah. She's the sort of one that keeps hitting on Tom Selleck at the wedding the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. How podcast appropriate. See, I'm back. I'm back with gold. That's why my technology cannot fail me.
Well, she's Cassian's adoptive mother.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Marva, I think her name is. I think you can see in like subtitles. Marva Andor. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, so... How Cassian ended up there, I don't know.
Question, is there any possibility we see Roken?
It's too soon.
Do you reckon?
I think they were filmed pretty side by side.
Yeah, make good point.
I think Roken is set up for the future. I think Cassian will be too soon. Mm. You know, he could be an Ahsoka. Could be,
yeah, that's fair.
He could be in anything. He could be in season two of Andor. I mean, have they filmed season two, Catherine, or is that just
that's coming up? I think they're going to start filming next month or something. I mean, they've been pretty intensive.
I may have lied, or I may have suggested on Josh's podcast that there was sort of like a Lord of the Rings job. They sort of filmed season one and two, and they're going to release it. And then I was like, I think afterwards, like, true. Did I read that or did I just make that up? And then I looked at that and was like, pretty sure I made that up. So, fact checkers. I'm fact checking my own facts. So,
yeah. But, yeah, they're making season two pretty quickly, I think. I'm still bummed out that they're still only saying two seasons because they originally promised us five.
Five? Man.
I know, I'm greedy. But that would be a season a year leading up.
Yeah, not only that, but if they were to do 12 episodes and five seasons, maybe I could see that. 24 episodes and five seasons worth, that would be
halfway to syndication. it's a bit much. And I think, well, I don't know, like, you have to see, or I guess, no, you can't, because once this two seasons are done, they'll
be up to date.
They'll be up to date. So, but the possibility to go
further back, or
go into a story about something else that we see from here.
Yeah, it's all possible. Side quests.
Cassian levels up his character.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, it's been awesome talking Andor. I mean, Catherine, you went to the Tales of the Jedi panel, so you saw this trailer for the second time. I'm only seeing it for the first time. That's probably the one thing I didn't sneak into. And I think it's because I was busy with Ewan McGregor that day. So, Dylan, what did you think of Tales of the Jedi?
I've watched it maybe 15 to 16, 20,000 times.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. Like, just, you know, I love that sort of art style for one. But two, you know, we finally get to see a young Dooku. People have been asking for this for such a long time. Mace Windu. No. Yeah. What an interesting play.
Yeah.
So, no, it's very exciting.
At the panel, they showed an episode.
Why did I miss this?
Why did you miss it? You weren't even there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, why have I missed out on celebrations with all this goodiness?
It's a bit of a pilgrimage.
And I think the trailer was the same. Yeah, you know, I can't remember exactly.
Yep.
However, you know, when Yaddle appears, the whole crowd just went, oh, Yaddle! So much Yaddle excitement.
Ape shit crazy is what I heard.
Yeah.
And so the Mando trailer, sure, if you were in the first panel with me, they showed this Mando trailer. But you've just been so long you don't remember it? I thought Catherine said you hadn't seen it.
Yeah, but wasn't there like a separate Mando panel?
There was extra scenes as well. Like it was an extended that I trailer. Didn't see. But this was very similar to that. But then there was a few little bit extra that they rearranged the trailer. There were some scenes they've added as well. So this was completely fresh.
Hmm.
So what are your excitement levels for Mando season 3, Catherine?
Not as excited as I was, because I'm like, is this just going to be like get ready, get excited for these cartoon characters? Like, I really like Mando. I really like Pedro Pascal. I love Din Djarin as a character, but I'm a bit disappointed that it's feeling like a feeder into what Filoni always wanted to make, which was Ahsoka. And I don't want Mando to be that.
Mm.
It's kind of cool seeing like Mandalorians in real action and Sabine and, oh, not Sabine, what's her face?
Bo-Katan.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe we'll see more of the, you know, what's going on with Mandalore. But I don't want it to be just this prelude to another show. I know I've come down sounding really negative. I didn't mean to. I really like things. But I'm not, you know, like, so in seeing those things, people were so hyped for these other, like, bits from canon where I'm like, no, can we just focus on Din Djarin and his journey? Yeah.
I think it's going to have its own story, but I think at the same time, the Mandalorian's success is the reason why it's launching all these other storyboards.
With so much love that came out from the first season alone of Mandalorian and then second season, and like you said, Catherine, it sort of built this Mandoverse where everyone's got all this excitement building towards the things to come.
Yeah.
I also have the fear that could have been the case, but I just don't see them letting something like this flop like that, because it's going to set the course for... It's either going to set a course for a downward trajectory where people are going to be disappointed and on a really big low, or it's going to end off with a bang, and it's just going to continue building and building and building for the next few years of the universe. Very interesting.
No, I'm excited. I mean, I saw the slate now. It's Andor, September 21.
Yep.
You know that. Tales of the Jedi, October 26. Bad Batch, January 4. Mando, February, March 2023. Acolyte, 2023. And Skeleton Crew,
2023.
With Jude Law as a dinosaur. So it's going to be busy. We're going to, if I can get my technical difficulties aside, I'm sure we'll have you back, Catherine. It's going to be busy. We're not getting a Star Wars movie to 2025, though. That's quite... How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Well, I don't want them to rush a movie because I think that's, you know, rushing has never produced a great result. They've taken a moment to pause and look at their business, and obviously Disney Plus is doing well for them. They can shoot things relatively simply, but you're right. They need a big marquee movie to get the attention back.
No, I agree. It's been disappointing, but if there wasn't this much good content, like, you know, if there was nothing, then it would be very, very sad. It'd be very, you know, you'd just be sitting around. But, you know, we're having a new show. We're going to Tales of the Jedi to sort of keep our bet. You know, that's going to be in between Andor. So, like, there's a crossover. So, for six, I know me and Dylan will chew up those six episodes that night.
Nothing. Yeah.
And I'm sure they're just a few little cartoons, but it's going to be good. And I'm very excited. I mean, 3 days from now, I don't know, I'll just be watching at home. 2 hours and 20 minutes, that should be, I don't know, it's a big ask in my household.
Mate, I'll be sitting on the couch with popcorn, a glass of Coke with some ice in it. I'll have some Eclipse Mints to my left. Maybe get my phone off silent for the whole duration, get people to give me calls and texts. It'll be awesome.
I might blend some gravel while I watch it too.
I'm going to take up the... Look, Catherine, I'm going to take up the... I'll vow a pledge to you.
Silence?
Yes. No noise, silence. I'm going to turn all the lights off, close my blinds. It's probably going to be dark anyway. Got my great sound, my 85-inch TV, big flex. And away we go.
Good.
Sounds good. That sounds very, very good. Catherine, why don't you let the good people know where they can find you other than Cassian's house?
You can find me on Twitter, at Catherine_Neen, where I'm still counting down to Andor, although what am I going to do when we're there?
Days?
I don't know.
What's today's one? It's going to be 3 days.
It's going to be, look, 3 days, you know, to Andor, and then it's going to be 1 day post-Andor. Or it's going to be, you know, 10 days till the next episode, 7 days.
The weeks go back pretty quickly because you get like you get Rings of Power on the Friday, House of Dragon on the Monday, and then all of a sudden Andor's back.
Yeah.
And if you want to really kill a day, there's She-Hulk on a Thursday. So
skip over that one.
And your other podcast, Catherine?
That Geek Pod, which I haven't recorded for a while, but I'm hoping that people might want to come on and guest now that although it might just be an hour of me screaming and or at them.
That sounds enticing. but with Andor, if it's as good as they say it will be, we'll be there. If you ever need a guest, we're always available.
Yeah.
Catherine, we'd love having you on. I love your infectious excitement for Andor. I mean, I'm you know, who doesn't love more Star Wars? But it's great that we can all share it with you. And yeah, we are super pumped here at the 3 Men and a Baby Yoda podcast, and we will definitely be in touch post the viewing on Wednesday, and we'll look to review and we'll go from there.
Yes. Well,
I hope it's everything you wish for and more, Catherine. I sincerely mean that.
Ditto. Look,
Bobby Iger, you know, the old leader of Disney, he did right by me for many years. So I'm sure that this will be good. Everything looks good. Just crossing my fingers. Oh, my God. I want it to be good for everyone. I want everyone to love it.
We will. And on that note.
So much tension.
We will call it a night. It's going to be good. Don't stress, Catherine. And we'll see you at the Rebellion. May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with all of us.